Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It'd be a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us either via a rerun or possibly downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Any way that you are listening to us, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for joining us here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, America?
Hola, America. Coming at you a little later today.
Oh, yeah.
A little abbreviated.
Sorry, we had to get our cheap Jared subway jokes.
We did.
Together.
We did.
Like the New York fucking Post.
12 inches.
Shameless, kind of, in a way. You know, if you think about it, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a cheap gay joke, isn't it? Kind of.
It's pretty, yeah. I mean, not that the New York Post is
above
a
that
bastion of journalistic standards, but if you don't know what we're talking about today, the headline and the front page of the New York Post, the photograph of Jared Fogle, former spokesperson for Subway Sandwiches, and he's, you know, pled guilty to possessing some child pornography and for apparently crossing state lines.
God, give it up for all the fat white guys,
yeah,
right?
To have sexy times with underage girls.
Who's worse, him or the Duggar?
But the headline at the New York Post said, "Enjoy your foot long in jail."
It's so stupid.
The headline.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a joke? What does that mean? That means that
it's a rape joke.
He's gonna get raped with a big 12-inch dick.
Right. It's a homosexual rape joke.
Good. Because everybody in prison is a homosexual rapist.
Well, yeah. And you know, you heard Ben Carson, right?
Didn't he say? Yes.
That's why he knows people choose to be gay because, well, you know, guys going to jail, they're not gay. And
I speak through God speaks through me, right? Are we talking about Ben Carson?
Right.
God helped him pass the chemistry test.
I just saw our promo for today.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you.
On Crab Diving Facebook.
You know what the worst thing about that picture is of Jared? He's got those gloves on.
The plastic gloves?
Ugh,
aren't you happy for that?
Yeah. Oh,
we
I
know
am.
Where those hands have been now.
Yeah, you're right. Isn't that funny, though, with the stormtroopers?
Funny. Yeah, it's Jared with a bunch of stormtroopers behind him, and he's got a sandwich. Apparently, he just artiste. Right? Aren't they sandwich artists?
Oh, sure.
Do they still call them sandwich artists?
Absolutely. Have you ever gone to Subway and... Listen, most people are artists. They got to get all that shit on one piece of bread. You do it. You go in there with zero direction and see how you do.
I've got a couple of friends that have been sandwich artists in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Right.
I don't think they found them horrible jobs. I don't remember anything bad about it.
Sandwich artist, salad tosser. Which one do you prefer?
give us a tweet if you like during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving.
Swat us.
Tweet us anytime, actually. 24/7.
Yes.
Not that we'll respond 24/7,
no.
But, you know, that shit hangs out. It's not like Snapchat. where your dick pics disappear right away.
Or do they? Right. Don't they get sucked into some data hole and we all have that now?
Oh, assuredly. And then, like, Josh Duggar, you can have that shit dug out.
Who? Wait, you didn't answer my question.
What?
Who's creepier, Duggar or Fogel? Jared or Josh?
Well, they're both equally as heinous.
Josh molested a family member, dude.
While sleeping.
Right.
I mean, we don't know what Jared was up to, but, you know, trolling underage girls is pretty heinous.
Yeah, I mean, Jared's not a hypocrite. I mean, he never came out and said, listen, I stand for family values. He just doesn't want anyone to be fat.
Right. He just was like, eat the sandwich.
Which ultimately, he's trying to be an advocate for your health, which I guess there's some hypocrisy there, because I don't know what's so healthy if
but you're Josh a is trying
child.
To save your soul and
getting
and keep your little girls from being molested by cross-dressing trannies.
That's right. If Jared had worked the God angle in on this, then he would be a hypocrite.
Oh, he will.
But he is a hypocrite. I mean, really, how are you supposed to eat fresh and that's healthy? It'll help you lose weight. That's good for your soul, your person. But if you're a 13-year-old, he's going to rape you. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's got to go God now, right?
Full Jesus.
What else can he do?
He said, didn't he say he was going to spend the rest of his life atoning for his pervy sins?
Yeah, so, you know, he's going to end up, he's got to go God.
He got
to have
God.
Any kind of career.
Why does it matter if you cross state lines or you commit crimes? What's a big fucking deal? What is the thing? I mean,
I don't know. There's a deal about that, like interstate. A lot of interstate stuff. Like if you take a kid to diddle and, you know, throw him in the back seat and drive him across state line, I guess somehow that makes it a worse crime. I don't get it.
I don't know.
Very strange.
Discuss. Tweet us at crab diving.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it makes it any less heinous. I mean, if I'm a victim in someone's trunk, I'm like, oh, no. Before you chop me up in little pieces, don't drive me to, what state's next to us? Nevada!
Yeah, Chicago was Indiana. Don't take me to Indiana.
Oh, don't take me to Indiana. That part of Indiana's not great, by the way.
Or Wisconsin.
Horrible. I'd rather go to Wisconsin than Indiana if I'm in Chicago to get cut into pieces, please.
Yeah, you want to go north, not east.
Nobody's going to help you in Gary. They're going to be like, oh, get in line. There's lots of people about to get cut up.
Yeah, right. Can I take your place?
I was at some party a long time ago in Chicago, and there was this news story out in Gary about some serial killer that was on a bicycling around to catch his victims and to cut them up. And I was I was like, Gary sucks so bad. There's serial killers.
Don't even have cars.
Have to ride bicycles. And then this guy took me aside at the party and was like, you know what, man? Honestly, I'm from Gary, and I've grown up my whole life with people, you know, dissing on my city, and it really makes me feel bad when people joke about it. And I was like, I'm sorry.
You're from Gary.
I was like, God. First, I was like, are you serious?
Wah.
I mean, listen, I make jokes about Los Angeles all the time. You know, it's a shithole. Everybody sucks. Plastic.
But Gary is Valhalla compared to Hammond.
What? Valhalla? What's that?
Isn't that heaven for the people of Norse religions?
Oh, okay. Of the Asgardian?
Yes. That's
meet me in Valhalla!
Right. And probably...
Was that a shitload of blonde people?
Probably the name of more than a bar or two.
Norse. That's Viking religion, right?
Yes.
Now, is it called the Viking religion?
No, Norse mythology, we call it. Right. Mythology.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
That's weird. Why don't we call our shit mythology?
Because it's not old enough yet.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, and the other thing is we got a bunch of sensitive little pussies that are into the whole Jesus thing in America. Right. You say one thing, they lose their mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be talking about a few of them today on today's crab diving.
Persecution!
Let's have the mellifluous tones of Sarah Palin take us into the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios high atop the crab diving tower. Dateline, August the 20th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. It's a little early.
That's good.
A little early.
Right.
I had to hang on the zip. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post has a photograph of Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
Nine! I don't know. Is he German?
Interesting. No, sure. His grandfather sold shit to the Nazis. So.
Really? Is that true? Did they have a relationship with Hitler?
Right.
Oh, great. Yeah. Why don't we have him be president then? Like perfect. Golf. Did they really?
I don't know if they did.
We played billiards.
The headline says, Jeb down with anchor baby slur. You know, he used that that term yesterday.
Is that a slur? Anchor baby?
Apparently.
Seems like it.
Jeb on Thursday said he does not regret using the term anchor babies.
Of course not. You're a rich white guy.
He's taking a page out of the Donald, though.
White people?
Yeah, I said it. I don't care.
Yeah. So what? I turned your child that you had out of your vagina into an anchor, essentially. I dehumanized it.
He asked if he, earlier in the week during a radio interview, he used the term.
Fuck you.
They asked him today if he regretted it. He said, I don't. Do you have a better term? Give me a better term and I'll use it.
How about not that term at all? How about don't think of human beings like that, you dickhead?
The reporter said, is that not bombastic?
Ooh.
And Jeb said, no, it isn't. Give me another word. Hmm. And he said, what I said was it's commonly referred to as that. I don't think, I didn't use it as my own language. What do you mean you didn't? You said it.
Why didn't he use the term human being?
None of us are saying words that we invented.
Right.
Except Sarah Palin.
You're bombastic.
What we ought to do is, do you want to get to the policy for a second? I think that people born in the country ought to be American citizens, okay? Now we got that over with. Well, then that's what these alleged anchor babies are. They're born in the country.
Yes.
But the right likes to use the term that the only reason they're born in this country is because, some brown woman leapt across the border.
Right.
Shortly after the baby was crowning.
Oh, yes. That's how they do it, actually. You know, a lot of Mexican women give birth,
in mid-leap?
Submerged in the water. It's the new thing in the Rio Grande.
Some people pay for that. Gwyneth Paltrow probably paid money to
sit in a river.
Spill out one of those kids in a spa or underwater or something.
I'm shitting out Apple. Take me to the middle of the river. Mississippi.
Oh, its name is Apple, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
His. It's not an it. Don't dehumanize it.
I don't know whether it's a boy or girl, so I don't think it is
baby. Apple?
I don't think it's bad.
You know what? I don't either. Let's guess. Do you think Apple's a boy or a girl?
I think it's a girl.
I'm going to say it's a boy. Apple is a very masculine fruit.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Pear.
For hopefully the first and last time in my life, I'm Googling Apple Paltrow.
Yeah, you can't just Google Apple.
Gwyneth's daughter Apple is the spitting image of her, it says.
Damn.
In this headline.
Have they SEO'd the term Apple? Like, if you Google Apple, does Apple Paltrow come up before the fruit?
I don't think so.
I would if I were her. I had that kind of money. I want to own that term, baby.
I think the fruit comes up first.
Nah.
I think they've got a little bit more money.
Oh, than the Apple industry? There's no way.
I don't know about that.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah, we had this discussion before.
This stupid
about whether Apple computers, Apple has more than...
That's a reasonable discussion. Gwyneth Paltrow has a lot less money than Apple, than Mac. You know what I mean?
Wait, Gwyneth Paltrow has more money than the company. Yeah, a lot less.
But Apple industry in a whole, did they gross more than the computer company Apple?
I don't know.
Discuss.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
You look sad. I feel like you're Googling something again. All those searches will autocomplete because we've already been here.
We've been down this road once
I know. It's got the Apple industry... has to produce more applesauce, candied apples, straight up apples, Fuji apples, Galatian apples.
The problem is if you Google like Apple sales or Apple industry, it's all fucking Apple. It's all cell phones.
I'm going to say Apple computers is more valuable than the Apple industry as a whole. Even encompassing everything. Apple, Trying to think of foods made without apple juice, apple cider, apple paltro. We're not including that's.
Oh,
you're missing the point. We're not including apple paltro.
A record crop of apples so this year.
Really?
Coupled with the West Coast port slowdown.
Yay!
Earlier this year is taking a toll on Washington apple growers. It said this is from about a month ago.
Fuck you.
Nearly $100 million worth of apples that cannot be sold have been dumped into fields.
Oh, my God.
Across central Washington.
Why? Why don't they let them ferment? Why don't they make cider or wine from them?
I think they took the ones that they're going to make cider and wine already.
But in this country, and you know this is true.
Which is great, by the way. That's right. One of the few things that I kind of used to enjoy when we'd go to some of those hellish family things in Wisconsin.
I was going
to
say, I know this is a Wisconsin
story.
Oh,
yeah, where it'd be, we'd go to the apple place and
pick apples?
No, fuck that, picking them. We'd just grab a bushel of them. But they always had free cider. The great part of it. They always had free.
And you get drunk.
You could regular cider.
Okay,
a kid. Anyway,
in Wisconsin, you know they can ferment anything. Did you know that?
That was usually after a morning's worth of abuse of fishing.
Oh yeah, in the winter
of child on
the
abuse.
What did you guys fish for? Trout.
Oh, the winter part.
Yeah.
Smelt.
Oh God!
Was that like fucking January in goddamn Chicago?
Right.
And real sporting as hell. You grab a net, you throw it in the water.
How do you prepare a smelt? What is that? Is it what is that fish similar to? Like
sardines.
I was gonna say
they're little tiny little fucking fish.
A nice sea bass.
No fillets.
Oh yeah.
No fillet.
Oh shit. I forgot what we were talking.
Apples.
Yeah, but they're throwing them all out. But don't we have a thing in this country where you're not allowed to throw out fruit only because it's ugly?
Not yet. That's in France where they they pass that law that the grocery store industry, they can't throw out ugly food.
I will not eat an ugly baguette.
Yeah.
It goes down the same. Don't be pussies. Right.
I'm trying to think if I went into a big. I didn't go into a big like chain grocery store in France. I just went into little local ones. But
that's nice.
They had you could every once if you drive a little farther out of the city center, they have a big old nasty. Grocery stores like we have here.
Are there? Now, are there white trash people in Paris, like, say, you'd have in,
some equivalent?
Right. I mean, like rednecks, kind of. Not really.
I mean, there's a heavy nationalistic and racist and xenophobic
in France
wave. Sure. Just
great.
There were a lot of they just had the gay marriage thing not that long ago.
Oh, they're for gay marriage.
No, there were a lot of them that weren't.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a pretty creepy hard right party that's...
Yeah.
What was that? What is her name? I forget. She's the leader of the far right party that's doing really well in France. It's like their tea party.
Jesus.
Basically. It's really scary. There's a, kind of... All of our fucking capitalistic worship the corporation dollar kind of countries and economies, we all have these little burbling fascistic groups.
That's crazy.
Bubbling up, right? These xenophobic, kick all the foreigners out, seal the borders. This is all the same shit that's going on in Europe.
I mean, it just seems weird. I always think we're the only ones with the rednecks. That's a Southern thing, too, by the way, because I grew up in Georgia.
Yeah, we have our own specific brand.
Oh, yes, we do. I just assume outside of the South, a lot of times racism doesn't really exist. And I know that's not necessarily true,
Well, in UKIP, right? In England, isn't that the UK Independence Party.
Right.
They're the current Tea Party there right now.
Are they racist?
Kick out the brown people. Kick out the Pakis. Kick out the brown people. Yeah, absolutely.
People in London are prejudiced against the Pakistanis.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. They're more prejudiced to Northern Africans like that than they are, or Northern Africans and Middle Easterners than they are to, you know, like black people.
Right. I did a play one time where you saw it, actually. You and two other people one night were the only three in the audience that saw me do this play. And I played a young British person who was a bigot against the Pakistanis.
All right.
It's quite racist.
Right.
I played lots of racists in plays. It's very strange. I played somebody in some Civil War play. I had to say the N-word like 18 times.
Oh, always fun.
Yeah, lovely. Everybody just hates you.
I don't think I've ever...
It's not my fault.
I had to whip out the N-word on stage. I don't think I did.
Nothing, you know. Here's hoping.
Right. Please. Somebody cast me as a goose-stepping racist. Speaking of, that was the headline was Jeb Bush. So right. He doesn't care if you can come up with a better term for anchor babies. Rock on.
Yeah. How about people? Human beings? Here, I'm working with you, Jeb. Children? Baby children. Right. I know that's nuts. Babies? Living beings? You know, I know you. Do you call them anchor babies when they're in the fetus? Right. No, I mean, you'll send your minions to the Planned Parenthood to fucking protest.
He says that he disagrees with Trump, who wants to end birthright citizenship. I don't know what the alternative is going to be.
What do you do? What does that mean? Does that mean, does the baby go and the parents go?
Yeah.
Does everybody go?
Everybody goes. But you know how Donald spins it? He's like, well, but we got to keep the families together.
How? How the fuck?
Deport them all. That means he's going to deport American citizens. That means that kids that were born here to undocumented immigrants, if he grabs the parents and launches them back, he says, we got to keep the families together. What does that mean to you? That means he's deporting the kids too.
Right.
And then fucked he says, up. Whoa, we'll make it so they can come back quickly. It's a mucho, marvel. It's a marvel to watch.
Mucho fucked up.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's profoundly fucked up.
Just the empathy there. I mean, Jeb, imagine if you're in that situation.
Whose wife?
What that would mean.
Is Hispanic.
And what about your extended family and stuff that are over here for legal? I don't know. I don't know. Fuck him.
Over at the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen, if your calendar is set to the mid-1400s, you're about right. Over at the Drudge, the headline, there's a photograph of Caitlyn Jenner.
Fuck you.
And the headline says, I am prisoner? Question mark?
Hey, she done got her vagina switched with a penis.
I know what this is about.
Or vice versa.
This is about that car accident. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think she's gonna see time. Caitlyn Jenner, it says, could face a manslaughter charge following the car accident in Malibu earlier this year.
Yes.
Left one person dead.
Ugh, God, she's a shitty driver. Is this the thing with her? Was she drunk or what's the deal?
Not drunk.
Just
shitty driver, yeah.
That we need these Google cars, honestly.
And driving a big giant Humvee, by the way. So anything that she crashes into doesn't have a chance, regardless.
Oh, yeah, because she's rich and has a gigantic dinosaur.
Urban assault vehicle.
Yeah. We don't need those.
Detectives have completed their 6-month investigation and are set to present evidence to the prosecution that could lead to misdemeanor manslaughter charges. Well, if it's a misdemeanor manslaughter, I find it hard to believe that she's going to do time.
That's an amazing
Drudge Report.
Misdemeanor manslaughter
charge.
That's
the headline at the Drudge Report.
They're shitheads.
I am prisoner.
They are lubing up the idiots.
Where are they going to send her? This is a Drudge Report. Oh, yes. Where are they going to send him?
I don't mean lubing. I mean riling. There's a difference. But whatever. He's trying to rile the masses that have a problem with Bruce Jenner's transition to Caitlyn. I forgot her name for a second.
Is it like a karma thing? Like, look.
Yes.
Look at how fucked up another transsexual's life is.
Yes.
Kind of deal. What a fucking asshole. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. They also have
nothing about Hillary today?
They also have a picture. Oh, well, right there. Top aide says Hillary invaded Libya without any idea of what might come next. Hillary invaded Libya.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
I missed that one.
It was like the first scene in Saving Private Ryan. She was in the boat, ready to storm the beach. Her arm got blown off, and just like that guy in the movie, she walked back and picked it up, stuck it back on, kept fighting.
They also have a copy of the New York Post headline.
Fuck you.
Enjoy a footlong in jail. Subway Jared. Yay. Underage sex. Shock.
I got to tell you, to the journalist, I'm doing air quotes, that wrote that headline. Shame on you. I mean, really. I mean, you know.
He's allegedly going to serve no less than 5. He agreed to a plea deal.
Ooh.
Where he's going to cough up $100,000 to each of the 14 victims. And he is going to undergo treatment for sexual disorders, placed on the sex offender registry. He can't seek a sentence of less than 5 years, and federal prosecutors can argue for a term of up to 12 and a half.
What kind of fucking deal is that? That's a shitty deal for him.
I think he could have gotten a lot more.
Oh, really?
I think he agreed to not ask for less than 5.
Okay. Well, let's get to the real story here, okay? Who is Subway going to turn to now for their spokesperson?
They got to find another one.
Yeah.
Somebody else that, I mean, you think that'll work?
Who's gonna be all self-righteous and be like, I lost all this weight eating Subway and fucking kids. You know he lost his weight. He's chasing children around.
You're right. You gotta be lithe to keep up with those young girls.
Yeah. Well, wait, 14 victims and $100,000. What is that? 14 times $100,000. That's like a shit ton.
$1.4 million.
Whew, that's a shit ton of money.
That's a lot of sandwiches. I was just reading from The Smoking Gun, and the next headline on The Smoking Gun is victim wants charge dismissed in dildo attack.
Well, definitely wasn't me, because if you attack me with a dildo, charges are being filed, yo.
I'm sure you're going to hear about this on
what's up?
On the Hollywood Hick.
Oh, yes.
On his next adventure.
Oh, for sure. What was the was it a double-headed thing, or
this
was
is
it
from Florida?
Fuck you.
Shockingly.
Right.
Says the Florida woman who was allegedly hit in the face with a dildo during an argument with her girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, listen.
Has asked a judge to dismiss a domestic battery charge.
Perfect.
Due to the, quote, indescribable humiliation caused by media coverage of the incident.
I gotta tell you,
I agree.
Listen, now I'm dildo face.
I agree. This woman,
I would use it as a stand-up credit,
has been put in the stockades, the electronic stockades already.
I would be like, give it up for Ryan Fiverr, the last that he was seen withstanding a dildo fight. That's my credit. That's great. Survived the dildo assault. How did they fight with a dildo? She just hit him with her with it?
Let's see. The alleged victim described defendant Annette Keelhorn, 57, as a kind, compassionate human being who truly doesn't deserve to suffer more than she already has.
Oh, man.
She said she does not seek to have criminal charges filed against Keelhorn. Following a July 11th argument at the couple's St. Petersburg home.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, more people per capita in St. Petersburg are smacked with vibrators. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's a lot of sex toy crime there.
Yes. I took out his windshield with some Benoit balls.
Yeah, right. The victim called police to monitor the removal of some personal belongings from the residence. Apparently, they were having a dispute.
Right.
She had filed a civil domestic violence injunction.
Have you ever been hit with a dildo? I imagine it hurts. It's violent, quite violent.
While a cop watched as Kapaner Ridley gathered clothing items. That's the victim.
Right.
Keelhorn grabbed her arm.
Yes.
Tried to pull a dress from her hands as the patrolman warned Kilhern not to touch Captain Ridley. Kilhern, quote, this is from the officer report. Quote, intentionally shoved a dildo in the victim's face and grabbed her right arm while arguing who it belonged to.
Listen, if you are breaking up and there is a questionable, like, who gets custody of the dicks, let the other person have it. Be the bigger person.
Yeah, you need to put that in the prenup.
Just go buy more dicks. You know what I mean?
Of the big dildo.
Now this matters. When she was struck with the fake dick, was it loaded with batteries? Were they C cells?
We don't have any further information.
Some of those batteries, like those D cell batteries, those are heavy. It makes a difference.
Who knows if it's, you know, a floppy one or a big hard one?
Did it leave a cock
print? Damage?
Oh, absolutely, brain damage.
Mushroom head print on the side of her face.
I'm scarred.
So that's the that headline caught my eye over at the.
Oh, of course, it nearly caught somebody else's eye. Right. Put your eye out, that dildo.
Arguing over the dildo.
That would be, I mean, what a great way to fight if you're a ninja or something. You just have an endless supply of dildos. Like, you just throw them.
Right. We have an animated pilot.
Oh, yes. Melody Jizz and the Fuckbots of Tokyo.
That's right. The zombie Fuckbots of Tokyo.
Oh, shit.
So that's the headline over at the... Blah, blah, blah,
if you're interested in that script at Crab Diving, let us know. Send us a quote. Or we could sell it. Right. We'll sell it to you. Name a price, motherfuckers.
So Caitlin may be going to jail. Not.
Is it true? Wait.
According to the Drudge Report.
Well, here's
I am prisoner question. Because, you know, the title of her television show is I Am Caitlin. So... the headline that Drudge is making fun of. I am prisoner, ?
Yes.
You know.
I mean, you know, I hate shitty drivers, though. I really do. I mean, you know, that person's dead. What did she do? I don't know. She's just a shitty driver. That's all there is to it.
Right.
Google cars, man. This wouldn't happen.
So I guess we'll see if the prosecutor is going to press charges.
And then if she does, imagine if Caitlin goes to jail. What jail will she go into? Where will she pee?
We're not going to have to pay for the rest of her hormones and everything, are we? Oh, my God.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it from the right. And you're not going to make me feel bad about the prison industry footing the bill for hormones. Fuck them. They run like a hotel, right?
Right. As far as having guarantees with some states have guaranteed housing, a guaranteed occupancy rates.
Wait, shouldn't the occupancy rate be whoever's sentenced to go to jail?
It should be as low as possible, one would hope.
We as a society, we should probably keep...
That's why our brown friends are around.
Don't we want to keep people out of prison? Oh, yes.
That's why they keep the black people in the country.
Well, where will
we need somebody to imprison.
Yeah, where are we going to keep them if not there?
Otherwise, we would have deported them.
Anchor babies. By the way, white people. People that aren't white are also people. Sometimes you might forget.
I was going through the magic spreadsheet of crab diving.
Fuck you.
And I found a couple of... stories that we didn't get to.
Oh, really?
Including a Brian Fisher clip that we never played. Worthy of playing, though, once I listened to it again.
Is this
right after the clown car, the first debate.
Why didn't Jim Baker and Rick Wiles invite Brian Fisher to Pudding Fest? Why?
I don't know. Maybe there's bad blood. Maybe he's selling pudding, too.
Oh, yes.
He was talking about here on his American Family Association radio program, Brian Fisher, American Family Association.
Hey, fuck you.
Is talking about the answer that Kasich gave, Governor Kasich of Ohio.
Yes.
He made the adult debate.
Right.
In regards to the whole gay marriage thing, and Kasich, you know, said that basically despite his quote, traditional view of marriage. He knows the law is the law now. And he said he's also recently attended a gay wedding.
Oh, my God.
To which, you know, the crowd was thrilled. But it's also an Ohio crowd.
Right. Like,
give that speech in Alabama.
A gay wedding. Oh, please.
I went to a gay wedding. Faggot.
Oh, yeah. This is what, in Alabama, here's what they think of gay weddings. When do y'all take the ceremonial dick?
Right.
Jeez.
How long did it take you to get the cum out of your eye?
When's the orgy?
So here's a little bit of Brian Fisher talking about Kasich's reaction.
What?
And what he compares, you just got to hear what he compares. Going to a gay wedding.
Hey.
Is equivalent to. Here's a little bit of Brian. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Brian. I was saying he probably wants to hang out at the gay wedding or something.
Brian Fisher?
Yeah, he doth protest too fucking much.
He's a toe tapper. Honestly. Yeah, definitely toe tapper.
I was very disappointed in Governor Kasich's response. He got applause because he knew it was going to be well received because it was so politically correct. If you didn't hear it, he said, look, I went to a gay wedding. He seemed to be proud of the fact that he went to a gay wedding. You know, and again, it depends on what you think of homosexual behavior. I mean, that's really...
They're not fucking each other at the wedding. I mean, maybe some, but...
Hey, Pat, what do you think about homosexual behavior?
Depends on what you think about homosexual behavior.
What a lunatic.
And he's saying that, I mean, yeah. It's crazy. There's no homosexual behavior going on at a gay wedding. There's no, after they play the first dance, they start playing Sodom and Gomorrah and half of the crowd drops to their knees to inhale cock.
Sucky, sucky.
It's not what happens.
The issue comes down to, what do you think of this kind of behavior? Is this good behavior? Is this healthy behavior? Is this moral behavior? Is this the kind of behavior that we ought to celebrate, that we ought to promote? I mean, there's a lot of events. He might have even loved people, but like James is saying,
I think somebody had called in or written in or something. James, he's talking
it's
about.
It's hilarious.
You know, if you had somebody you loved and they were dealing crack, and they were opening up a new crack house.
They're opening up a new crack house. Will you come to my ribbon cutting?
Is he comparing gay marriage to opening up a... we got a brand new meth lab we're opening up. I'd love for you to come and attend the ribbon cutting ceremony.
It's a burgeoning industry.
Yeah.
The wedding registry and the meth lab opening registry also.
Oh, shit. This is funny. He's nuts.
If you have a friend who's opening up a new crack house, you're not going to celebrate that.
When was the last crack house opening you've been to?
No.
She's opening up a new crack house. Is that how it works? Say, okay, let's engage in this line of thinking here. How do you want to say it?
Oh, God.
Let's explore this line of thought. So
should I put a tourniquet on my neck?
Right. So we're a new crack house. I mean, that now we're assuming whoever's opening this crack house has other crack houses.
Oh, right? A franchise.
So when do you open up another? When do you decide, you know what, I have enough business to handle another location?
He did say another crack house.
Another crack house. So like,
right.
When is it right to open a new crack house?
I don't know. Maybe there's an ebook.
Idiot's Guide to Crack House.
Franchises, yeah.
They were opening up a new crack house. They were having a grand opening celebration.
Having a grand opening celebration.
What? Okay.
You need like a bouncy house in the front yard.
Yes, we are. Listen, today we are planning. We're going to. Okay. Crab Diving's opening up a brand new crack house. What are we going to have at the opening? A bouncy house. I think it's a
cookies.
Great. Cookies. Good.
Cookies. A clown.
I think
Come on.
Consumables need to probably just be drugs. Oh. I mean, it is a crack house. I don't know a lot of crack people that are like, oh, do you have any cookies?
Right.
They kind of are interested in the crack. Right. They want crack.
We could have a glory hole.
Sure.
Where if you need some crack money.
I kind of think
it's got
maybe
a slot in a hole.
Yeah. I don't even think you need that if it's a crack house. Don't you think you just need crack?
Well, yeah.
I'm just maybe thinking, just some music.
Like instead of an ATM.
I think you're
right. Need to make some money.
I think your idea of crackheads are a little skewed. I think crackheads want crack. And anything outside the crack.
But these are urban crackheads who are having a
hipster grand opening. Guys, we are going for the elite crackhead clientele.
This isn't your ghetto crackheads having a grand opening.
I'm sorry. That's what I assumed.
This is like a Facebook event.
Oh, yes.
This is like
crackhead opening.
Yeah. Bob and Jenny's
costumes.
New crack house is opening. Come bring a. It's potluck.
You know what? Can we do an 80s? 80s what? Party? I love 80s music. Can we do an 80s party?
Sure.
Little Thompson Twins show up in parachute pants.
Lines of coke all over the place?
But the most important thing, we got to have the crack there for these people. That's the most important thing.
Only the black ones.
Yes.
Crack. And they were opening up a new crack house, and they were having a grand opening celebration. And they invited come and be a part of the grand.
One more thing for the opening. Kate, if you could just, you know, one of those car wash things, the little wiggly arm guys that you put air into, the crazy.
The dancing man. We need
a dancing man for the crack house opening. Oh, okay. Sure. Go ahead. Sorry.
With wild eyes.
Oh, yes.
Opening celebration of this crack house. Would you go? Of course not. Does it mean that you don't love them?
Would you go?
Of course not.
I'm sorry. I feel pretty strongly that I can't attend the opening of your crack house.
I can't attend it.
Oh, though I appreciate kindly your invite.
I'm turning down the RSVP.
You think there's a Hallmark section?
I'm supposed to go to a meth lab dedication later. Right. I can't make the crack house opening.
Of course not. It just means that behavior.
Yeah, we're having it catered by Subway.
I went to a gay wedding. Yeah. Jared, I went to a gay wedding and I got to say it was very classy. Actually, you know, it was one of the classier weddings I've been to. It was better than mine. They got married in front of. They had a sodomy circle.
You were getting ready to have a blast, but you were not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard.
But I went to this gay wedding I went to. They got married in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and right after they tossed off the bouquet, sodomy circle.
Oh, human centipede.
Oh, yes. Directly following service will be the human centipede. They had a crack bar, too, by the way.
They didn't toss a bouquet, right?
No. Oh, yeah, they did, I think.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, this is insane.
Who threw the bouquet?
Did
they select one?
Don't remember.
To throw the bouquet, or did they both throw the bouquet together?
Don't remember.
Did they do the garter dance?
They had an open bar.
Oh,
so I don't know.
It's the best wedding ever.
I don't know.
One of my memories of your wedding.
Oh yeah,
is you running around. Right. Looking at your watch, telling everybody,
drink up!
Drink up!
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
It's an open bar only for another hour.
So pissed off.
Get another one. Get another. Get two more. So that
you know, we got the cheapest bar package there and open bar packages. Some people brought their own beer because they didn't like what we had.
Really?
Burn in hell, fuck honestly.
Them. Wow. I didn't know that was going on.
Oh, yeah. Snobs.
Snobs.
God damn, I'm paying for all this beer and you're going to bring your own fucking beer.
I was busy with all my duties.
Your duties.
Whatever my duties. My non-existent
duties. You were saddled
duties.
With my lunatic brothers, probably.
And I had to, I had the license for a while. I don't know why.
My marriage license?
Yeah. I had to witness it, right? Oh, or something like that. Anyway.
Hey.
There you go, ladies and germs. I still have the dildo attack.
Oh, yeah.
Story open. I got to make sure we save that. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Go to...
I'm just picturing, like, some X-Men person. Like, they can just throw endless dildos. That's their power. Like they're the sex toy. Yeah.
What are they shooting them out of?
Radioactive ping pong balls.
The...
it's like loading just lines of anal beads into one of the... You know those machine guns?
That's
like,
a scene in our...
Is it really?
Yeah. We have her friend loading her with
anal beads.
Anal beads that
come out of her mouth.
Come shooting out.
But it's like a machine gun. What is that called?
Like the belt gun feed?
A belt feed of bullets.
Right.
There was one in Saving Ryan's Privates.
Right. I've also got a story here.
Wait, are we done with Brian Fisher?
Did we ever finish Brian? Oh, no, there's more Brian.
Oh, we got to hear this. He's an idiot.
I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second.
Does it mean that you don't love him? Wait, no.
We're the only ones that heard that. Here we go.
Does it mean that you don't love them? Of course not. It just means that behavior. And again, I'm not saying that homosexuality and dealing crack are the same things. I'm just using that as...
I'm not saying they're the same things, but I'm just using
the analogy.
That's exact... Hey, someone explain to him. That's exactly what you're doing. You can't get around that, dickhead.
Oh, man. Man, Christian logic.
Somebody needs to attack him with a double-ended dildo.
I'm sure. Who knows what's on that chair right now.
Well, I know how to handle that.
Quality and dealing crack are the same things. I'm just using that as an analogy, as a parallel. This is behavior. You say, look, I can't support that. I can't endorse that. I don't want to send some kind of a message that I think this is fine and appropriate kind of conduct. So, no, I'm not going to be able to come to the grand opening of your crack house. I love you. I love you. And
wait a second.
Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
Grand opening of...
The grand opening? What
this is fine and appropriate kind of conduct. So no, I'm not going to be able to come.
Okay.
Well, we
might be borrowing that little section. Sure.
Brian, just think of baseball. Just concentrate.
To the grand opening of your crack house. I love you. I love you unconditionally.
But I'm not saying. The crack and gay marriage is the same thing.
If I find out that a friend of mine is involved in a crack house, opening a crack house, I mean, on some level, are you like, don't you take him aside and be like, hey, are you sure this is something you should be into? Should you be, I don't know, heading up a crack operation? Right. But he's saying it's the same thing as getting gay married.
Yes, I can't support that.
Well, hi, gay friends. What you're doing is like, you know.
And because I love you, because I'm concerned about the kind of behavior you're involved in, I don't want to make things worse for you by enabling you to continue in this. I am just simply not going to be able to come. So, again, very disappointed in Governor Kasich's response. One of the things that makes clear, ladies and gentlemen, Governor Kasich not going to be a fighter for us on social issues.
Not going to be a fighter for us.
Oh, yeah.
On social issues.
Right.
So there you go. That was from a couple of weeks ago, actually. Right after the clown car, the GOP debate.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of Brian Fisher for y'all.
He's not going to be able to come.
Right. Gross. Gross piece of shit.
Even that statement's insane. It's like, if you're having a grand opening for a crack house and you invite me, because that's realistic.
Right. Who's inviting Brian Fisher to a crack house?
Well, who's inviting anyone? I mean, it's a crack house. What do you send out invitations? Put an ad in the paper?
Right.
You don't really advertise it. I don't know. I'm not in the crack business.
I can't begin to understand his analogy.
What if you're a gay person and where is Brian Fisher's show? Is it on a stupid website? American.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Family.
I was say, if you're flipping through the dials and you happen to see this, I'm like, how offensive.
Oh, he might be on AM radio somewhere. You know, they might play him on some ridiculous AM radio station.
Gross. Oh my God. Yeah. Some horrendous place. You know, when you're on a road trip and you're fucking or your iPhone's out of juice and you're just like, fucking, let me find anything to listen to. And it's all like country music and it all starts. What are those auto harps? Those are just like, wow. You know what I'm talking about?
The steel guitar.
Did you ever play the auto harp? You had to have.
The
right?
Steel guitar?
Yeah. What is that?
Yes. It's a pedal steel. It's a, it's on the ground and it's got strings and you change the pitch by, you've got this bar, this metal bar.
It's a horrible
slide
instrument.
Up and down to make it go.
Oh, God. That's the word. To me, that's the equivalent of like you know, you hear Irish music, you're like, hey, where's the bagpipes? Or was it? People say in traditional Mexican music, try to go eight bars without an accordion. Well, you know, country music is that auto harp steel guitar thing, man. Overused.
Wait one second. Here we go.
What is this? Oh,
A and B pedal down. I'm on the fifth and sixth strings with my fourth and fifth string.
Play something. There you go.
And again, my A and B pedal haven't moved up yet.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Hey, boy. Come here. Go. I ain't making no queer wedding cake.
A little bit of classic country intros for the pedal steel.
Y'all want to go out to the fucking woods and see if you can find some hikers and we'll sodomize them?
There you go.
I want to invite you to the grand opening of my crack house meth lab. Come on down.
There's some kind of giant
truck
going by. It feels
Koreatown is so fucking loud,
like
man.
An earthquake.
There's
almost
no peace. It's, you know what it is? It's noise pollution. We're in the midst of the noise pollution capital of the fucking world.
It's noisy as fuck here.
I know.
It really is quite noisy.
By the way, my
greatest water adventure.
Holy shit. The greatest water adventure. That sounds creepy. Nine. By the way, my mom texted and she wanted us to know that Trump is holding a huge rally in Alabama.
The hugest.
The best rally.
There's going to be the most people there.
She said there's going to be tens of thousands of people there. In Alabama?
Quite possibly.
He's not Jesus-y enough for those freaks. Do you want to go? How white is that group going to fucking be? Oh, not fun.
Donald Trump's venue for Alabama rally moved to larger stadium.
Fuck you.
Is the latest.
I just can't see Southerners being into this guy. He's definitely not Jesus-y enough.
Trump is holding a Friday night pep rally in Mobile, Alabama.
Hey, listen, that's the place I've considered moving this operation to. And I think about it from time to time. Dude, downtown Mobile, it's like two blocks, but it's an awesome two blocks.
Surrounded by hundreds of miles.
It's so strange. You know, there's a Masonic
of
temple.
Hoods.
Listen to this. What? Not downtown. No, not the little area downtown.
I said surrounded by hundreds of miles
there's
of hoods.
There's a Masonic temple in Mobile, Alabama that supposedly has the longest miniature indoor train on the planet.
Well, there you go.
I think I'm getting that wrong.
How can crab diving not end up there?
You guys will go see that train in the Masonic temple, no less. They got all these loft style apartments for, you know, I imagine they rent for, you know, $5 a month or something. Who wants to live there? I'll start drinking again if we move to Mobile.
We could cover the pep rally. We're there. because of the increased expected attendance, a last minute venue change is taking place. Previously planned for the Civic Center, which can hold up to 4,000.
Oh my God!
The event is now being moved to the Ladd Peebles Stadium.
Ladd Peebles,
43,000 seats.
Oh my God!
Normally home to high school football games. High school football games are bringing in 43,000 people.
Listen, you fucking hippie! We love high school football. That's burning right. Hell. Fuck you. Listen, let me tell you something.
Yankee
you know what the
homo.
Most? You have no idea. You know what the most valuable thing in all of the South is? The floor of a high school basketball gym fucking gymnasium.
Oh, yeah.
Do not scuff it.
Yeah. Hey. We had that too.
Oh my God, these principals. Don't scuff the floor. I remember I was supposed to sing the national anthem at halftime. I was about to say intermission. Oh my God. In this basketball game. And I actually had some assistant principal. I dressed nice, you know? I wore a shirt, a tie, dress shoes, and slacks.
Not the Michael Jackson outfit?
Yes. I had my wife moonwalked out there and scuffed up the gymnasium, and they beat the shit out of me. And I never told you about it.
Wait,
Mom.
Did you really?
Yes.
You scuffed it up?
No, I didn't scuff it up. But the guy told me, he's like, hey, he didn't, before I went up there, he wasn't like, hey, good luck, you know, have fun. He said, hey, just watch your shoes on the fucking gymnasium.
Way to shit on your moment.
God, what a dick.
Right.
white people in droves.
Oh, yes. Hey, if you want to see some white people tonight, come out to the Donald Trump fucking rally.
Well, listen to this. The as of Thursday morning.
Fuck you.
Today, 35,000 tickets have been distributed. Well, distributed.
They're dropping them from an airplane.
That's like Ted Cruz's book, right?
Oh, yes.
Quote,
oh, yeah.
Distributed, unquote. That went away.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
Ted Cruz is like going to fight to the tooth and nail for them to prove that he, you know, went and bought 500,000 copies of his own book.
You know, the greatest thing about that story is somebody had to take this lunatic aside, Ted Cruz, and say, listen, let me explain to you how the bestseller works. The word best is in there. You understand that? He's like, yeah, yeah. And then the word seller. Seller means someone gives you money for it.
Just means that they, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You bought them all. That doesn't count.
The local police spokeshuman is expecting at least 30,000 people.
No.
Holy fucking shit.
Listen, I don't go to that if you're, you know.
He had one yesterday or the other day.
So many guns.
And he purposely had it at the exact same time, or near the same time, a couple of miles away from where Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush was speaking. And Trump was like, Bush is over at Bush's right now. He's got like 10 people and they're all sleeping.
Wah, wah. Oh, you dude, know. Do you have the
and
applause?
Then Jeb Bush's event was like, you know, he's sitting there saying, well, you know, I believe that we need to boost our infrastructure, right? Meanwhile, at the Trump extravaganza, they're handed out probably free hot dogs.
Listen, Trump is an entertainer. The man hosts a reality fucking television show.
Yeah.
You have the applause ready? I'm going to say a line, then you hit the applause, because this is exactly how it is going to go at this rally. Trump is going to say, we're going to build a wall. Yeah. They're going to love it. Oh, they're going to love it. They're going to start shooting their guns in the air. They're going to be so fucking excited. Right? How armed is this crowd going to be, by the way? Hey, fat ass, do you think you can pull that gun out of your folds? There's some Muslims attacking. I can't take it. Shit.
Bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit.
Fuck. I gotta tell you, Snoop, do not go to this rally. You are going to be disappointed with humanity.
Oh, excuse me.
Bless you. Insane.
Wait, did we hear about this?
What?
A couple of days ago, first baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers rookie affiliate in Helena, Montana.
Yes.
Made history this weekend by revealing that he is gay.
Oh.
He's blind.
No, he's
gay.
Do you have that clip?
I can get it.
God, that's the best clip where the guy. Oh, my God. A blind guy climbs. If I set it up, am I ruining it?
Well, we already kind of said what it's about.
Yeah. Well, it's a horrible fuck up. From Fox News, right? It's on Fox News.
ABC 7. I think it's ABC.
Hilarious.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming up.
Okay. As we head to the break, I'll look at the...
That's like Brian Fisher saying, yes, this person just opened a crack house. I mean, got married.
But he's gay. I mean... And that was in her teleprompter, too. I mean, like...
I do not fault her, because...
But they didn't put gay in the prompter. No. She just kind of blurted that one out.
Someone was having a conversation, and somehow the word gay was brought up. The subject matter had to do with gay people. Something gay was discussed. And it was just in that little crevice of her brain, and a synapse fired, and she said, he's gay, instead of he's fucking blind.
Awesome.
Don't you think that's it?
Well, sure.
That's exactly what fucking happened. I feel so bad for her. Oh, God.
So, yeah, David Denson.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, Dave. I read about this.
Publicly disclosed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel after he told his family and teammates the first active player affiliated with a major league organization to come out publicly.
I mean, you know, most baseball players are fucking rednecks, right? And I'm saying, here's what I'm saying. Everybody's saying, oh, we're fine with it. Everything's cool. But in the dugout, different. It has to be. Have you ever heard these people interviewed after they hit a home run?
Oh, sure.
They're not evolved or enlightened.
Denson said, they said, you're still our teammate. You're still our brother. We kind of had an idea, but your sexuality had nothing to do with your ability.
Well, that's nice. Right.
You're still a ball player at the end of the day. We don't treat you any different. We've got your back.
Well, that's nice. You know, I just have very little faith in athletes, especially baseball players. I mean, God, they're all superstitious and weird. And we like oddly religious.
The United Gay States of America.
Nine.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Gay God, why have you forsaken me?
America's new transvestite army.
It's transgendered. You can't say transvestite,
one
right?
One of my favorites.
Unless you're talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, I think, yeah, isn't that a person that just dresses?
I don't know. I really don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know either.
I'm just saying, I'm still thinking about that fucking rally in Mobile.
What is that going to be like? You know, we'll have clips of that. It's Friday night, so probably on Monday is crab diving. Because, you know, we're here every weekday for your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Streaming live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the eastern type coast.
Right. Let me tell you something.
Is Alabama eastern?
Alabama's fat. And let me tell you.
Eastern time zone?
Central, maybe. Central in the panhandle section of Alabama. Don't look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't.
No. I know Mobile is the same time zone as my parents, which is Central.
You didn't have to change your clock when you drove up there to do comedy?
Do you think they give Alabamans challenges like that? When you cross the state line, you got to change your clock. You can't. You know what? You know what happens when you cross?
Well, Indiana, they were being dicks and weren't accepting the authority of everybody and going to daylight savings time.
What do you expect from a bunch of
caught up?
Fucking Hoosiers, right?
Hoosiers. Yes.
You know, in Alabama, you know, when you're driving from Florida into Alabama, it's hard to do anything else but read all the abortion billboards. Right. And if you, they
not pro.
Oh my god! Yeah, you know they have these billboards. That will say like 10 to 87.5 for the
god. Whoops. Oh, here.
Oh, this is
the station that Rush Limbaugh is usually on in Oklahoma.
Notice it's saying Jenner and not Caitlin.
Be called skim milk. Because it's all natural and has nothing added to it. Florida, skim milk must have vitamins added to be called skim.
Really?
So the state tells the dairy it's all natural organic skim milk must be called imitation skim milk. Because
God. What the
AM
fuck?
Radio in northern Oklahoma is really tearing up the dial, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, the fucked up thing is, though, if this is all you have to listen to, I know for me, I would find myself, that's bullshit about that fucking milk. You're you know, right. You get into every story. You don't have anything else to listen
That's
to.
That's the outrage you're saying?
Oh, yes. My imitation milk. What am I, an asshole?
I've got a story about... Hey, did you see what's going on? This is on our Facebook. Go to Facebook.
Oh, yes.
.com/crabdiving.
Like us. Share some shit.
Yeah, spread the crabs,
please.
Motherfuckers. People that we love. Yes. The public polling policy people peeling poll poop the PPP poll
public polling policy people
whatever that public policy polling
shiny happy polling people
occasionally they have senses of humor.
Oh, do they?
And like to test. These are the guys that come out with like, do you like? They'll have questions that say, do you like Congress better than you like AIDS? You know, or do you like Congress better than you like toenail fungus?
Yes.
Do you like Congress better than you like hemorrhoids? That kind of shit.
Oh, see, that's different.
But they are. They're different answers.
I mean, if you told me that I would have to deal with a nasty bout of hemorrhoids and we could get rid of this Congress and get it like a totally Democratic Congress, Yeah, maybe.
Maybe sit on a ring for a month or two?
But not AIDS. Come on, guys.
So they, this, a 15-year-old named Brady Olson.
Fuck you.
From Iowa.
Right.
Is, lives on a farm.
Hey.
In Iowa.
Do they have imitation milk or real milk?
I don't know. Maybe we should tune back to
right
that station. So he heard about apparently there's a cat running for president somewhere.
What?
Named.
Is this a, what's that ugly cat? What's that cat's name? Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat for president.
Apparently somehow there's a cat running for president called Limber Butt McCubbins. The time is meow to run for president.
Limber Butt.
Limber Butt McCubbins. Is, apparently they filed papers and paid the money.
Limber Butt McCubbins.
To make Limber Butt McCubbins an actual candidate.
Hey, I vote for Limber Butt before Santorum.
Right.
Any day of the fucking week.
So this kid heard about the Limber Butt McCubbins campaign.
Hello, Limber Butt.
And thought, well, I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. So he filed papers yes. to run for president of the United States with the Federal Election Commission. Under the name D's Nuts. D-E-E-Z. And last name Nuts.
Hey, D's Nuts.
So he filed officially and everything.
Congrats.
And because he was officially filed, he sent a message to PPP and said, hey, could you guys poll me?
Yes.
With some of these candidates. And one of the guys over, or ladies, I think it was a guy, though.
Can
over
you poll me?
Over at PPP was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. They're bored.
So they put a question in North Carolina, do you have a favorable or unfavorable, running as a Democrat, by the way, against
these nuts.
Against Bernie and Hillary Clinton?
Wait, hey, listen, a lot of people think, you know, Bernie could be stronger on gun control. I don't know how D's Nuts is, you know, on that issue. Maybe he's, you know, a better candidate.
According to a survey released yesterday,
yes,
almost 1 in 10 North Carolinians would vote for D's Nuts in a race between D's Nuts, Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton.
D's Nuts.
another question was, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of D's Nuts?
What about Limber Butt?
Limber Butt was not polled in this poll.
Okay, well, I'm throwing my support behind Limber Butt McCubbins.
But the story is, this kid said, you know, it might be fun for one of them to choose the other as a running mate. You know, a Limber Butt D's Nuts ticket. But now a statement has come out from Limber Butt McCubbins' people.
What?
Who is praising
yes.
his fellow hopeful, but is not agreeing to be a running mate.
Hey, I don't think it's a right move for Limber Butt. I don't think it's a right move. I think D's Nuts should go to Limber Butt.
I think
camp.
So, too.
I mean, you know.
I think so, too. the Nuts is open to running with the Rent is Too Damn High party, which is a New York-based party.
I agree.
Nominated by their founder. This is the guy who was famous on the internet for
dude,
saying the rent is too damn high.
The rent is too damn high.
Oh, you've been talking about that.
Oh, my God. We was looking at this article. San Francisco. The rent.
Un-be-fucking-leavable.
Dude, for like $2,600 a month, you can get a 600-square-foot one-bedroom. Who would live there? Fuck that. I mean, that's...
Right.
That's insane.
Nancy Reagan.
Yes.
Invites 16 of 17 GOPers to CNN.
Is she supporting GOP Limber debate. Butt McCubbins or D's Nuts?
Oh, another headline over here at the Daily News. Man cuts off lover's wife's lover's penis.
Oh, shit.
With garden shears.
What does Limberbutt McCubbins have to say about that? Has he reacted?
I think he's probably anti-penis lopping.
No, Limberbutt? I mean, the kitty would probably.
Although he might.
I'll eat that
who
dick.
Who knows if he has his nuts. These nuts.
Hey. So this is in Japan. Somebody lopped off a dick.
You can get a bumper sticker. It says Limberbutt 2016.
Oh, please. Send me one. Hey, wait. Who got their dick cut off?
There's also the marijuana party, the modern wig party. A guy in Japan cut off his wife's lover's pee-pee.
His wife's lover's.
His wife was cheating on him. Maybe he was in the Ashley Madison.
Oh yes.
Thing. I don't know.
How did he cut it off? I mean, how do you do that to somebody who doesn't want it done? I'm assuming he wasn't compliant.
You saying there were protestations?
I'm going to cut your dick off.
Oh, he flushed it down the toilet.
Oh God, this guy. He's a piece of work.
Iki Kotsugai, 24. was arrested Thursday after he allegedly barged into his victim's law office.
Nine!
Don't they say nay? Wait, that's yes. Nay is yes. How do you say no in Japanese?
Namaste. No.
Is it really?
Nicked. I don't know. No.
You should know.
Well, I'm a yes man.
Hi. He was arrested after he busted into the victim's law firm in Tokyo's Minato ward at 7:40 a.m. Oh, everyone was there early.
All right.
Punched the 42-year-old in the face several times. He then ripped the unnamed man's pants off while he was barely conscious. Oh, so he beat the shit out of him until he was unconscious.
And
almost,
then he cut his dick
and
off.
And snipped off his genitals, it says.
God, imagine getting the shit beat out of you and all of a sudden somebody's taking off your pants and you're like, uh-oh.
The man told police, I cut off his genitals and flushed them down the toilet in the law office.
God. Oof.
He is a former boxer.
No. He got hit in the head too many times.
He's been charged with inflicting bodily harm. Did you think?
Shouldn't they charge him with some other shit?
The unnamed victim. Oh, the wife worked at the law firm.
Aggravated dick slicing.
Who was apparently there during the rampage. So the wife was there too. When he was doing the slicing.
Good God, this guy's a psycho.
Yeah. That's Japan.
Great.
A little bit of what's going on in Japan.
Jeez, man.
Nasty. Jeez, a little bobbiting going on. Remember John Wayne Bobbitt?
Oh, I remember him. Well, there was an article about him recently. I read something that was like, you know, the good old days when it was just, you know, John Wayne Bobbitt was the only dude that got his dick cut off and it was kind of a novelty.
Oh, no. Now there's more?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Ooh.
I don't know where I read that article.
The good old days.
Yeah.
When you only knew about one dick slicing.
Oh, that was in Newsweek.
I've got a story.
Yes.
Here. They sent. Oh, here we go. This is the sovereign, wonderful state. Your state of origin. Florida. And this is in Daytona.
What? Beach. Oh, God. What, Trey?
City officials in Daytona Beach.
Hey.
Ryan.
Right.
Have approved a measure.
Oh, man.
Allowing a combination gun range.
Oh, great.
Bar and grill. After determining that the business would probably have more safety precautions than other shooting establishments in town.
Jeez. What the fuck kind of reasoning is this?
The owner.
Yes.
Daytona Beach News Journal says Ron Perkinson told city commissioners that he plans to turn a vacant building near I-95 into an upscale restaurant.
Oh, yes.
With an indoor shooting range.
You mean for your affluent clientele that likes to, what, have some scampi and then squeeze off a few rounds?
But he told them in order to keep it profitable,
yes,
he has to sell alcohol.
Then maybe just don't have the business dick face. Or why don't you just open a bar?
Apparently there's one or two sane members of the city commission.
Yeah.
Because a couple of them were slightly concerned about allowing alcohol and guns.
God, it's
at
the worst
same place
in Florida too, man. It's like how many Florida articles is this restaurant going to be good for?
Oh, sure.
I mean, many.
I'm sure we'll be hearing about this in future crab diving.
How do they keep it safe? So
safer when they're saying, well, it's probably going to be safer than other places.
Why? I mean, how does it work?
I can't tell you.
How does it work? I mean, you go into the bar, you order a drink, and then you can take your drink down to the gun range or
only
something?
Only one commissioner voted against in the end.
What a pussy.
The commissioners who backed the measure said that other shooting ranges in the area had fewer safety precautions in place.
But this one has booze.
And that few problems had been reported at those. Well, right. They don't have booze there.
But they're saying the people running this are more responsible.
Oh, once you drink, you can't shoot.
Oh.
Customers who order alcoholic drinks will have their driver's licenses scanned by employees, and they would be blocked from shooting directly afterward.
Well,
that makes a little more sense.
Okay, let me explain to you. There's going to be a fuck up. And yes, someone is going to get tanked and go down there and grab an Izzy and be like,
I'm sure it's going to be CIA level.
Yeah.
Checks and balances to make sure all this shit's working.
What did Scarface say, my little friend? What is that line?
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Customers,
exactly what's going to happen.
Customers may rent a gun or bring their own.
Oh, geez.
And you don't have to order food or drink. So you can just go shoot if you like.
Is that a minimum?
All customers will be required to sign an affidavit saying they are not under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
God.
I swear I have not been drinking.
So now if you're a waiter or a server.
We didn't have to do that, did we, when we were shooting?
We didn't have to do shit.
We just gave them money and they handed us a 9 mil.
They said, I didn't even know how to load it, how to do anything with it. They gave me a gun.
I told them I knew how to.
You just told them, though. They weren't like, prove it.
Well, but I did.
Yeah.
No, how to load it.
But they still gave you a box of bullets.
But
and
they
a gun.
Said, do you need me to show you how to load it? And I said, no.
Okay. It's hard to load a gun, man, to get the rounds and the little clips. It's difficult.
Well, putting the bullets into the clip is a pain in the dick. Yeah, but sometimes.
That, you know
what you're shooting.
That's why you always keep one in the chamber.
The owners have promised to keep a watch list of customers who cause trouble.
He's got an 86 list. Just like at the bar I do a show at every Saturday, the Lotus Lounge, you got an 86.
And they're going to put up signs warning that guns are not permitted in the dining area.
Oh, okay. Signs.
Although he said they're not going to check people if a person is legally allowed to concealed carry.
So there will be guns in the dining room.
Well, but he said, you know, I guess you're going to be on your honor or something.
Are there this many people out there that have such a boner?
Why does
for firing
have
weapons?
Have to walk around with their gun? I don't get it. Even St. Reagan, that's one of the memes that, you know, the mincing liberals like to put out, is that Reagan has a quote that he said that in today's society, there's just no reason in America for people to be walking around with loaded weapons. There's 0.0 good reasons for it.
That's right, pussy.
There weren't as many Mexicans around when Reagan was alive.
This business is nuts. I mean, I do kind of want a t-shirt from it just because it's so stupid. What is it going to be called?
Gosh, I don't know if we have the name of it yet.
Shooters, and I'm trying to think of the stupidest fucking obvious name ever. It's a gun range, and it's also a bar.
Shots and shots?
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Congratulations, Pat. You win my admiration. Sorry, there's nothing else. I don't have anything else here.
Yeah, I don't think there's... I'm trying to find a...
Shooters and Shooters. That is great. That's great. Copyright, crab diving. You can't take it, you fucking rednecks.
Which joins the... Wasn't it Alabama where the church has now turned... like a gully behind the church into a shooting range to try to get people to come to the church.
What's a good name for that? It's like Shooters and Squirters.
Holy Blaster.
What?
Holy our Lady of, well, no, not Our church. Lady. That's Catholic-y. And that's, you know, out of the Catholics, I don't know.
Praying, pea shooters or something stupid. Amazing. Like a church that is also a gun range. I mean, that's not very, it's, I'm sorry. I am sorry. That is not Christ-like.
You don't think?
No. Was Jesus into guns? I mean, is there anything to support that?
And now a bar and grill / gun range.
Congratulations for starting the most white trash fucking business.
Hey, it's going to be upscale.
Where is this? A 595 in Daytona?
Daytona.
Off upscale. I-95. Wednesday night, they're going to have a wet t-shirt contest. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is upscale. That just means, can I take my fry basket down to the gun range? Can you take food into the gun range? I'm serious.
I don't have that information. We'll have to send our Florida correspondent.
I'm not sending anybody I'm related to the shooters and shooters.
You're not.
It's dangerous. Fuck no.
You don't think it's a safe environment?
Do you want to go to a bar where there's also a gun range?
No.
They don't even allow those in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you'd love it. Please sit there.
Grab a beer after you shoot. Why not?
Well, no. Well, you know what they got to do? They actually have to have the bar so you can sit at the bar and drink. And then when you want to, you can fire your gun. That little, I mean, why can't they have little lanes like that?
Wait, we've got a.
I mean, because that's what, honestly, that's what these rednecks do anyway. When they go out in the woods, you think they're fucking sober when they're shooting bottles off rocks and shit?
Hell no.
North Carolina shows Donald Trump leading Hillary Clinton in a possible presidential matchup, but that's not the part that's grabbing people's attention today. It is the third party candidate on that poll, a candidate named D's Nuts.
Oh, no.
Really? A candidate registered as an independent from Iowa has the legal name of D's Nuts.
No.
Public policy polling showed him pulling 9% of the vote in North Carolina.
This is the news in North Carolina. fun.
Right.
Till the daddy took the T-bird away.
The daddy. fun. Till my daddy take the T-bird. The daddy, that sounds like leather. Like the daddy came out in his
oh,
chaps.
Yeah.
In his leather vest. I'm taking that car.
Do you want to hear a little wee bit?
The daddy.
Of a... This is the former politician. He's a pastor.
A wee bit.
In Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Who ran for, I think it was lieutenant governor.
Fuck you.
This is the guy... Reverend E.W. Jackson, who is,
oh my god,
vehemently anti-gay.
E.W. Jackson. Did you ever see that movie, The Toys, starring Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason?
Amazing.
He played Jackie Gleason's character's name was U.S. It was U.S. something, but everybody called it was South. So it'd be like, "Hey, U.S."
Nice,
hilarious movie. Man.
Here's a little bit of E.W. Jackson. He was speaking on the Secure Freedom radio program.
Oh, shit.
Hosted by Frank Gaffney.
Totally straight. Frank who?
Gaffney. The E.W. Jackson is a frequent contributor to Fox News. He's also a senior fellow.
Fuck you.
At the Family Research Council.
Oh, boy. Congratulations, dickhead.
Here is a little chat about what's happening.
Musings.
With the military.
Hello.
And the fact that the evil Muslim schlong of Obama may bend the military over and force them to take transgendered members.
Ooh, pardon me while I whip this out.
Oops. Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on a second.
No, they didn't.
Nobody else heard that but us. Hold on one second.
Being transgender bisexual military is what the president is creating for us.
Transgender bisexual lesbian military. Attack!
They're fucking obsessed.
Over the top.
They are obsessed.
America's new transvestite army.
Right? That's what Rick Wiles had to say about it.
Oh, my God.
The United Gay States of America.
Where is gay God?
They're losing their minds. So this is Frank Gaffney who's talking about Obama creating the
lesbian, transgender, transsexual army.
And it's sad. You know, I live in the Norfolk area, and of course, we've got the largest naval base in the world here, lots of military people around here. And I can tell you that the military people that I talk to, and they're
the military people that I blow,
that I sucked off.
Any. Are completely dismayed. I mean, morale, statistically, they say morale is at an all-time low in the military. It's dropped from about 60% having confidence that military leaders were helpful and encouraging to about 27% now. And it's because this president is much more interested in turning the military into some sort of sexual experiment.
That's the best. Come on. Hey, listen, nothing worse is worse than morale than a big helping of cock. Oh, man. It's true. Cock is ruining our military.
Apparently.
There's too much cock.
They're losing their minds now.
We got a whole naval base full of cock.
Did you hear two women have passed the Army Ranger test?
What?
And they're saying that they passed the test, that they didn't lower the bar, so to speak, for the women, that these women are two who passed all the tests that all the dudes with them passed.
They use their lesbian powers.
Everywhere on every comment section of every goddamn story about it, you've got right-wing nutjobs who are like, I'm sure they had help, or I'm sure they penciled them through just to make a statement, because, you know, Obama's turning it into the big homo army.
Oh, God, no, it's a sexual experiment.
And how many of these internet heroes would get the shit beaten out of them by either of these two women with
all of them,
three of their limbs tied behind their back?
They pat. What is the Army Ranger test? What do you do? Got to run out like a 7-minute mile?
But like the first day, they throw you in the water with 90 pounds on your back and you got to swim.
Oh, fuck that.
Or there's like a test they start on the first day that you've got to do like push-ups and sit-ups. And if you don't pass that, like 20% of the people don't go past the first fucking day.
Yeah, so 100% of the people on the internet, little trolls,
absolutely
are not passing the Ranger test. I'm sorry.
They can't handle the fact that a woman is entering the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Good God.
Than he is in making it the finest fighting force in the world.
Is it sexual experiment, sir, or is it really that he's trying to transform fundamentally, if you will, one of our most important institutions?
Listen to Gaffney. That was Jackson talking before. I mean, listen to Frank Gaffney. Is it, sir?
Yeah, they're so full of themselves. I'm sorry. Is he like a racist, homophobic Niles Crane?
This is Secure Freedom Radio, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Oh, Secure Freedom. You're free to whip that fucker out any time you want.
Yeah.
In the hope that that will in turn impose those sorts of transformations on the society more broadly. Is that really what's at work here? Not just kind of a wrecking operation against the military, which is bad enough, but...
Wrecking operation.
Wrecking it with cock.
Really?
That's his plan. That Obama told Biden. He's like, I'm going to wreck the military with penis.
Right. Instead of today's briefing, everybody,
get ready for some
God.
Trying to sort of, you know, repurpose or retool, at least, do over the United States itself as a society.
Well, sure. I don't think he wants the military to be militarily effective because I don't think he believes in it. I don't think he believes in its mission because, frankly, and I know this sounds extreme, but it's what I believe in my heart. I don't think he fundamentally believes.
Wait, I know this sounds extreme, but it's what I believe.
Then you're a lunatic. You are an extreme person. Right. You're crazy, okay?
He's one of these assholes who thinks that Obama is willfully trying to destroy the United States.
He is. He's trying to make the military...
With health care.
I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah, he's trying to...
And equal rights and shit.
The guy just said he wants the military to not be militarily effective. What does that
mean?
I
guess they're going to be distracted by the transsexual person next to them.
Oh, yes. Cock.
than my heart. I don't think he fundamentally believes in the nature of this country or its mission. And so undermining the military, which is one of the most central institutions in our country, to me, is part of this whole promise of fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Is it true? Is he transforming the country?
Is he like a Decepticon?
No, yes. No, I mean, is he giving the country a sex change? And the first question I have is, what sex is the country? A woman?
Mm.
I mean, we've always... Isn't the sex of the country a
woman? Isn't it a woman who turned lesbian?
Yes.
Didn't we hear that the other day one of these right-wing nutjobs who said that
our country was
married to the Lord then decided to turn lesbian?
Our country is a lesbian.
That was Rick Wiles.
Cool.
Wasn't it? When he was on the Soup Fest.
Yes.
For Jim Baker.
What lesbian are we most like? Like, what are we? Are we a country? Are we Rosie O'Donnell as a country? Are we Ellen DeGeneres? Are we Martina Navratilova?
Martina Navratilova.
Navratilova. Guys, too many letters.
Do you want to hear a little bit of Sandy Rios? We haven't heard her in a while.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sandy Rios also talking. She's from, that was from the Family Research Council. We're heading back to Brian Fisher's organization, the American Family Association.
More of him?
No, this is Sandy Rios. She's also AFA.
She's on the network.
Yeah, they're network buddies. She was on her radio program.
Yes.
And she had on a Christian activist named Ryan Anderson.
Oh, God.
Who's promoting his new book on the
Mr. Anderson
horrific Supreme Court decision.
Oh, no.
Allowing the abomination of gay people to get married.
Let me guess. The country has been anally raped by Obama.
The new book is called Truth Overruled.
How dramatic. Relax.
So here is a little bit.
Truth Overruled.
Of the Sandy Rios program.
Right.
And, you know, we're fucked. We're all fucked. We hear what she says.
A lot of this has to do with the fact that the legal redefinition of marriage could only take place because of the cultural redefinition of marriage. And so one of the things that I stress throughout the book is that Anthony Kennedy's majority opinion for the Supreme Court takes place when and where it does because of the 1960s, because of the sexual revolution. And so the problem here is not gay marriage. The problem here is the disintegration of marriage and the family as a whole.
God, he is so tedious. It's like, dude, get to your homophobic, xenophobic point, you dick.
Right, he's quite a firebrand, huh?
Good heavens.
It's the disintegration of marriage and family as a whole.
He's disgusting and boring. Imagine.
Marriage is just one symptom of the larger problem. The hookup culture, the rise of premarital sex, the rise of non-marital childbearing, the rise in the divorce rates, the redefinition of divorce laws with no-fault divorce laws.
No fault divorce laws.
Fuck you.
Because you should have to be with a person that you don't like being with.
Yeah. Say, somebody buy this dickhead a ticket to Kabul. Go live in Afghanistan. Wait, is that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go live.
Only after 40 years of all of that millennials can then say, well, marriage isn't a big deal, and the male female part of marriage is no more essential to it than any of the other parts that we've redefined, and so. You know, it's important to see how the law shapes the culture, but the culture also shapes the law. These things are, they go back and forth.
He's the worst. He's like a condescending little fuckface. And he's making us feel like he sounds smart, but his ideas are so stupid and idiotic and ignorant.
Oh, sure. And rehearsed.
Oh, yes.
To the point of insanity. I mean, everything he's saying has been said so many thousands of times. He says the exact same thing. I'm sure when he goes on some other right-wing dickwad show that he's going to be saying the fabric of our morality, blah, 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 disintegration of the marriage and family, blah, blah. He's got it wrote.
Dude, I can give that spiel standing on my head with a dick in my mouth. Oops.
And so you're exactly right. Where do you even start in defending the truth when so much of the truth has already been questioned and rejected without people even knowing what they're doing?
Fuck you.
No question about it, Ryan. Okay. And I am in total agreement.
Here's
God, fuck this guy, man.
Of course, Sandy is going to...
I hate people like this.
Sandy's in complete agreement.
Oh, yes.
agreement experientially about what happened to the fabric of our morality. Just watching that myself firsthand, and watching the children of my generation, you know, the marriages of their parents disintegrate, and those kids come home alone, and then increasingly become sort of isolated and questioning, and then everybody acting out on their own sexual whims in any way they chose, and not wanting boundaries for themselves or anyone else. So it's sexual chaos.
It's sexual chaos.
Kate, write that down. We got to title the episode "Sexual Chaos."
It's sexual chaos, everybody.
Sexual chaos.
I've been alone all afternoon. I'm gonna go fuck the hutch.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're gonna get a dildo in your face.
Oh yes.
Invite that woman from.
No, that you could really hurt somebody. Dildos are not meant for hitting. They're meant for fucking people.
Or anyone else. So it's sexual chaos, which is what the left has been proposing since a long time ago.
Oh yeah, that was in the. Oh, yeah. It's in the handbook I saw when I signed up to be a pinko lefty.
Oh, you got the memo.
Sexual chaos, yes. 101.
Back into communist Russia. And then the Weather Underground in the 60s wanted to practice smash monogamy. It was a destruction of the family. I don't understand.
Pump the brakes. What the fuck is smash monogamy? That is a new term for me. What does that mean?
Smash monogamy.
Do you participate in smash monogamy? What the fuck is she talking about?
The Weather Underground initiated a, quote, smash monogamy campaign.
Yay.
Destroy bourgeois sexual hang-ups.
Oh, I hate that. It's nothing worse than a bourgeois sexual hang-up.
Oh, it's not like it's the verb smash monogamy. They wanted to smash monogamy. It's not like.
So that was an acronym.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so did I. No, it's they wanted to destroy monogamy.
Nine! Were they Nazis as well, Sandy?
According to the 1989 book, Destructive Generation, Second Thoughts About the 60s. These guys are assholes.
Oh, yeah, total dickheads.
The Weather Underground initiated a smash monogamy campaign to destroy bourgeois sexual hang-ups.
Oh, it's the worst.
Once monogamy was smashed, couples who in some cases had been together for years were harangued until they admitted their political errors and split apart.
Oh, yes.
The next logical step was group sex.
Oh, yes. I'm going to ear fuck you.
One of the last taboos was homosexuality.
Oh, perfect.
And the Weather Command forced itself toward experimentation in this direction.
Oh, yeah.
Forcing, instructing male and female cadres.
Cadres?
To make it.
Oh, yes.
With members of the same sex.
Experimentation.
These people are out of their fucking mind.
They're nuts. I mean,
this is a right-wing nut job website, sure. By the way.
I mean, these people think, like, a gay wedding is like, you know, maybe a crack house or something. They probably, when you hear gay wedding, they probably imagine, what's that? That shitty Tom Cruise movie. The one where they all wear masks.
Oh, that.
Oh, God. What is the name of that movie?
Kubrick movie, Kubrick. Right? Stanley Kubrick.
That Eyes Wide Shut.
That's it, yeah.
That's what the gay lifestyle's like. They all dress up in frilly little costumes and fuck each other in the ass.
No, I know a lot of gay people. They kind of like sit around and watch TV.
Oh, really?
And, like, no, drink beers and stuff. And
what?
And yeah.
How do you have time?
Work in an office and things and you're have jobs.
You're constantly sewing your costumes.
Right, and balls deep in someone else.
Sure.
I think we're done with Sandy Rios. Maybe we
understand that, but it is absolutely their goal, and they've really done a great job.
We've done a great job.
Stupid.
We've done a great job. See, these people, they really want to. It's not only the gay thing; they want to make divorce illegal. They want to make adultery illegal, which is going to bite them in the ass, which is funny. I mean, how many of these motherfuckers?
Hello, what's that guy? Josh Duggar with his two. One Ashley Madison account wasn't enough.
Correct.
Although I think, I really believe in my heart that he got two accounts because he probably lost the password and didn't have the correct email to recover the password. He's stupid and had to get another account.
He went through too many resets.
Yeah, he's a dumbass.
That was Sandy Rios with her, you know, what she's got going on. Join us on our Facebook page, by the way, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, shit.
All kinds of stories that we don't get to here on the show, stories that we do get to, memes.
Meme.
Pictures, cartoons.
Oh, yes.
And et cetera, et cetera.
I'm just thinking of the logistics. If you do have two Ashley Madison accounts, I mean, so you log on to a website, right? It remembers your username and password if you set that in your browser settings or whatever. So he probably had one
Ashley Madison laptop.
Maybe he just had browsers. Like for Explorer, he had, you know.
One for the iPad.
I don't know. Why would you need two accounts? It's fascinating to me. Aren't you curious? I mean, like, what did he have going on? Did he just have too much engagement? He's like, oh my God, I need two accounts.
Right. I don't know.
Or would he play each account against each other? Would he contact the same woman and say, creepy. Oh, I love you so much.
You mean he was wingmanning himself?
Yeah, that's an internet term, right?
No. I mean, he was being his own wingman.
Oh, yeah. I know, I'm kidding.
Josh the Man, wasn't it?
I'm a self wingmanger.
Josh the Man on...
Was that his username?
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
In regards to that,
conservative, anti-LGBT jerk face.
Yes.
Former reality TV star.
Oh, shit.
Josh Duggar admitted today to being, quote, unfaithful to his wife.
You didn't really need to admit to it, stupid. It's out there.
The following statement.
Oh, God, this is going to be good.
I have been the biggest hypocrite ever. While espousing faith and family values, I have secretly, over the last several years, been viewing pornography on the internet. And wait, do we all have to disclose that?
Yes.
Me too.
Right.
On the internet. And this became a secret addiction. And I became unfaithful to my wife.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. It's the evil pornography.
Yes.
It's not his own responsibility.
Oh, right.
Again, this is the God thing. He's gonna flip it to God.
Oh, yeah.
He's not gonna take responsibility for enjoying watching porn.
Right.
And for enjoying fucking.
Yes.
He's going to blame it on the evil porn, Satan.
Yes.
And he's going to say, well, God's going to forgive me and my wife's going to forgive me too.
Porn made him do it.
And you know, these Stepford wives that they have,
right?
She's going to be right back there. I understand what he did. And I feel, and the Lord told me to forgive him. And I mean, to forgive him.
He had two accounts.
Right. I am so ashamed of the double life that I have been living.
It's a double life, but go ahead.
And the triple.
Triple.
Who knows? That's triple, all we double. Saw. I saw an article this morning that was like, could this be Josh Duggar's OKCupid account? And they had like somebody had dug up an OKCupid account might be.
Oh, he had a dating account, but he's married. Who knows? Why would he have that?
They're just digging. The Grindr's the one. I want to check those phones and see if he's got a Grindr account.
Please let Josh Duggar have a Grindr account.
Or Fuzzed or whatever. What is the Jacked or this
I think,
or something?
I think it's Jizzed, isn't it? No. It's Scruff.
What's the one for? Oh, Scruff. That's it for Big Barry guys.
Right.
The...
I'm into wolves.
I'm grieved for the hurt, pain, and disgrace my sin has caused my wife and family...
Yay.
And most of all, Jesus.
Okay.
And all those who profess faith in him.
No one.
Capital H.
Right.
Him. I brought hurt and a reproach to my family, close friends, and the fans of our show.
With
my actions that happened when I was 14 to 15 years old, and now I have rebroken their trust.
No.
You know, nobody trusted you after the diddling.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people.
Dagger the Diddler.
Huckabee stood by you. Let's see what Huckabee has to say.
Oh, sure.
In the last few years, while publicly stating I was fighting against immorality in our country, I was hiding my own personal failings. I am learning the hard way.
Hard.
We have the freedom to choose our actions, but we do not get to choose our consequences. I deeply regret all hurt I have caused so many so many by being such a bad example.
Right.
I humbly ask your forgiveness. Please pray for my precious wife, Anna, and our family during this time, Josh Duggar.
Good heavens. Oh, my God. Well, you know, sorry, you know, listen, Josh, our hearts go out to you, you big fat ass, stupid idiot.
Experimenting with sex toys. One night stands, open to experimentation.
Oh, is this his
preference? Likes to give oral sex.
Oh, yes.
Likes to receive oral sex.
Oh, wow.
Someone who can teach me.
No, oh, creep.
He's into kissing, cuddling, hugging, sharing fantasies, and sex talk.
Ugh, gross. With Josh Duggar? What is that big walrus? Listen, this is how he needs to have sex. Just quickly and in the dark.
None.
Nobody wants to
no
fuck
more, no
this
more,
guy.
No more of that gene pool. I think we'll be okay without exploring that section of the pool.
He had two accounts, man.
Right.
So I guess he had to sit there and was like, am I Big Man McGee 4 or am I Josh Man? What was his name? Like,
Josh the Man.
Am I Josh the Man? And I'm not trying to be an asshole here. On the other one, was he like, gay hookups? And one was, because that would make sense. If he was looking to have a straight affair or a gay affair.
Do they do gay on
Ashley
Madison?
I have no idea. I would imagine so. Why not? That might be why he had two different accounts. I'm not saying that's the truth, but it could be.
Twitter. Of course, all over the whole story.
It's hilarious, dude.
Somebody said it's like Josh Duggar and Jared Fogle are in some sort of competition to see who can have the biggest disgrace. This one says if Josh Duggar was gay... this is true. If Josh Duggar was gay, never molested children, never had an Ashley Madison account, his family would have disowned him immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
But the fact that he's spilling his seed on female body parts, that's okay, because Jesus and everything.
Well, if he doesn't get... Does he have a spinoff from... 19 and counting or whatever that was?
Yeah.
Does he have a spinoff from that yet?
No.
But it's still in...
Didn't they pitch it? We go to crabdiving.com. We talked about it on yesterday's Crab Diving. They tried to... They're going to have a special about it.
Special.
Is it TLC?
This is a special. A very special Duggars.
Diddling Duggars.
What are they... Instead of a reality show, they need to write this as a script.
Diddled Duggars.
Hey, Doug... I just found out that you had two different Ashley Madison accounts, or his name's Josh.
Somebody tweeted out, okay, gay Twitter, I want to know who's responsible for undermining the sanctity of Josh Duggar's perfect hetero marriage. Right. Fess up.
Yeah, who did it?
Which one of you out there?
Who made him search for porn? He was addicted to porn and was forced to get two Ashley Madison accounts.
It's great. It's awesome.
It's great.
We love seeing the supreme hypocrites.
A lot of heroes are falling today. Jared, the fat ass from Subway.
Well, Jared was never...
He was a hero.
His hypocrisy would have been if he put on 400 pounds.
Again, it's still hypocrisy because he told us he was concerned about everyone's nutrition and health.
Well, he never went out there
Subway.
Saying...
You think it's good for your health?
Don't fuck underage girls.
That's not good for anyone's health, though. Yeah, it's a stretch.
Right.
Yeah. Jared, not a hypocrite, but a perv.
Join all of our social media, ladies and gentlemen. Go to crabdiving.com. There's a bunch of little blue buttons there. Tickle them, touch them.
Blue.
And it'll take you to all of our fun portals.
Yay.
Where
be careful.
Where you can do whatever you like on all of our
caution.
Social medias. We've got some. Facebook is a good place if you like battling it out with some right wing nut jobby.
Like our posts,
trolls.
Share them
and dickwads.
Engage.
And we've only got a couple minutes left here.
Oh no!
On the big show,
a lot of news. It's impossible to get through all this right wing nut job bullshit.
There is a lot going on
in only 2 hours.
And you know, with this election, especially.
Oh my God,
it's exhausting.
Go fuck yourself.
And all the preachers and everything and all that stuff. So The I've got one quick story here. I guess we can talk about this. The haunt. It says the hackers are taunting the Ashley Madison founder by exposing his emails in the latest data dump. You know, this is one of these people who hacked them.
Yeah,
they might be some like Christian terrorist or something because they weren't asking for money. They wanted him to shut down Ashley Madison.
They have a cause, a mission.
And when they didn't, then they've released all of this data out onto the internet, which everybody is now going through, I'm sure, with a fine-tooth comb, doing searches. There's interns everywhere who are going through all of those names looking for Bush,
who would be
Palin.
The most, I have a name. I'm going to say a name, and I said this will be the most shocking name to find in the Ashley Madison data.
Wait, shocking or unshocking?
Most shocking. Most shocking. It would blow your mind, and I'm going to see if you can beat me.
Pope? Oh.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's true.
That would be the most shocking. And there's no way he's in there.
That is true.
He had two accounts.
That's, that's a really good one. That would be an actual shocking. Are you okay? Did you?
Last time I screamed, I hurt my shoulder.
Did you just throw your shoulder out?
Yeah,
emphatically gesturing.
Jimmy Carter's on AshleyMadison.com.
Jimmy Carter, by the way, bummer news, but he announced he's undergoing treatment for melanoma. That apparently, you know, that's skin cancer.
I grew up in the fucking South.
Has spread to his liver and his brain. He's going to be undergoing radiation treatment stuff.
Nobody's classier than him.
We send good vibes.
Yeah.
To the former president.
Right.
One of the cool ones.
Just sucks.
Did you hear about this place in Georgia? Go to our Facebook page. You can see a picture.
Right.
There's an art gallery in Macon.
Oh, man.
Georgia.
Hey, listen, your liberal use of art, but go ahead.
It's called 7 on 2nd.
Oh, God damn it. I know what you're talking about. Did you put this on fucking Facebook?
Yes. They had been flying a Confederate flag in front.
Keep in mind, that's the kind of city we're dealing with. The artists. This is the artists.
These are your enlightened intellectual artists.
They're artists.
And now he took it down. It was flying for a week. Now he's going to replace it. And it's now flying as a World War II Nazi flag.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. Good choice, dickhead.
Owner Anthony Harris says, I just want people to realize that it's a flag. Ugh. Don't get so much in an uproar about it. It's good to have a conversation about it. It's good to address it. But there's no need to want to kill someone over it.
No. Okay. Again, nobody wants to kill anybody over any flag, right? It's just offensive to some people. And maybe we don't want to have a conversation about it. You know what I mean?
Well, right. And it seems to me that there's a lot of people supporting the flag who are in favor of killing in name of protecting its honor.
Yeah. And how is this how is this a story? You mean there's a business owner in Macon, Georgia, that's flying a Nazi flag?
And there's an art gallery?
Get in line. Oh, yeah, of course. Jeez.
No offense. I'm just kidding.
But no, Hitler was an artist.
On the gallery's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Godwin's Law.
we got back to Hitler.
Harris, the owner, can be seen posing with customers who came in to buy Confederate flags. There's also a black Celtic cross flag that he's got.
In the fuck is buying Confederate flags and what do you need with them?
He said last week's flag at 7 was the Celtic cross, which has been co-opted by a skinhead group. It's a black Celtic cross flag.
Right.
He said nobody complained about this one.
Well,
he goes, now this is all media propaganda.
Whatever. You're a dick. You're a dick.
Yeah.
Put some art up in your art gallery. Do you think there's all this art, dude? There's all this.
What's going on at 7 at 7 on 2nd? They do have a Facebook page.
No.
So with 228 likes.
What kind of artist is like, I've got a whole gallery. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang Nazi flags all over it because people love that. People love a good Nazi flag.
And they're also, nice. Well, somebody commented on their Facebook page and they put up a picture and one side is Reverend Al Sharpton, and the other side is the Confederate flag. And it said, this is a racist symbol, and the other is a flag.
Good one, idiot.
That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow.
Unreal.
More crab diving Friday. The end
it's
of
so
the week.
Embarrassing to be a Southerner. That's our art gallery, a bunch of fucking Confederate flags.
You can join us on crabdiving.com. /live 24/7 for your ear holes. Always entertainment. Jeez. Here is streaming for you. Crabdiving.com. You can listen to everything as a podcast. iTunes or Stitcher. Please leave a review.
Fuck you.
And lots of stars. Follow Ryan Pfeiffer. Find out where he's going to be doing some comedial type stuff somewhere soon. Tomorrow night, Bram Shelter. Saturday night, Rated R Comedy Show.
Yes, follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile. Did I fuck up?
At Rated R Comedy, or you can go to RatedRComedy.com.
Yay.
Everything and everything you need about us, ladies and gentlemen, is at crabdiving.com. Go paint yourself some art.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.